Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a really intriguing biotech stock, CytomX Therapeutics, ticker CTMX. If you're into innovative cancer treatments and high growth potential stocks, you're going to want to stick around for this comprehensive analysis. We'll cover everything from their financials to their pipeline, recent performance, and whether this stock could be a buy for your portfolio. Let's get started. First off, let's set the stage. CytomX Therapeutics is a biopharmaceutical company focused on oncology, and they've got some seriously cool tech up their sleeve. They're based out of South San Francisco, and their mission is to revolutionize cancer treatment through their proprietary Probody platform. Think of it as a way to create masked antibodies that only activate in the tumor environment, potentially reducing side effects and improving outcomes. We'll dig into what that means for investors in just a bit, but for now, know that this is a small cap stock with a market cap of around $793 million and a share price hovering at $4.68 as of the latest data. High risk, high reward. Let's see if it's worth the gamble. So who exactly is CytomX? Founded in 2008, this company is all about developing antibody therapeutics for cancer, leveraging their Probody technology to target tumors more precisely. Their pipeline includes candidates like CX-2009 for breast cancer and CX-904, a T-cell engager for solid tumors, in collaboration with big players like Amgen and Bristol Myers Squibb. They've got a tight team of about 119 employees, led by CEO Sean McCarthy, and they operate in the highly competitive biotech industry within the broader healthcare sector. What stands out is their focus on partnerships. Deals with pharma giants provide not just funding, but also validation of their tech. However, as a smaller player, they're still in the development stage for most of their drugs, which means revenue is tied to milestones and collaborations rather than product sales just yet. Let's talk numbers, starting with revenue. For 2024, CytomX reported annual revenue of $138.1 million, a significant jump from $101.2 million in 2023. That's a solid 36% year-over-year growth, which is impressive for a biotech at this stage. Looking back a bit further, revenue was just $53.2 million in 2022, so we're seeing a strong upward trend. Now, this isn't from selling drugs on the market yet. It's largely from collaboration and licensing agreements with partners like Bristol Myers Squibb and Astellas. These deals are crucial because they provide cash inflows while CytomX works on getting their therapies through clinical trials. The key takeaway? Revenue growth looks promising, but it's dependent on maintaining these partnerships and hitting milestones. Moving on to earnings, the latest quarterly report for Q4 2025 showed a loss of 22 cents per share, missing the consensus estimate of a $1.08 loss. Compare that to a year ago when they posted a profit of 22 cents per share, and it's a bit of a letdown. However, for the full year 2024, they did report a net income of $31.9 million, or 3/8 per share, which is a huge improvement over the near break-even 2023, with a small loss of all 1s per share. This volatility in earnings isn't unusual for a biotech. R&D costs are massive, and income can swing wildly based on milestone payments. The big picture here is that while they're not consistently profitable yet, there are signs of progress when you look at the annual figures. Investors need to keep an eye on whether they can sustain this momentum or if costs will outpace revenue again. Let's break down the financial statements a bit more. On the balance sheet for 2024, CytomX had $38.1 million in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets at $107.3 million. That's a decent liquidity position, though it's down from $171.7 million in cash the prior year. Total assets stand at $120.5 million, but here's the kicker. Total liabilities are $121 million, leaving stockholders' equity in the negative at about $456,000. That's a red flag, showing they've got more obligations than value right now. Looking at cash flow, operating activities burned through $86.2 million in 2024, which isn't great, though they did offset some of that with $99.7 million from investing activities, likely tied to maturing investments. Key metrics like a current ratio of 3.64 signal they can cover short-term debts, but a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.05 is low, meaning they're not overly leveraged. Overall, financial health is mixed. There's cash to keep going, but negative equity and cash burn are concerns for long-term sustainability without more revenue or funding. Now let's tackle valuation. Cytomex's price-to-earnings ratio for the trailing 12 months is 27.56, which isn't outrageous for a biotech with growth potential, though it's on the higher side given they're not consistently profitable. Price-to-sales sits at 6.98, suggesting the market is pricing in a lot of future growth relative to current revenue. Enterprise value is around $764 million, not far off from their market cap, which indicates minimal net debt impact. Looking at forward PE estimates for 2023, it's pegged at 36, with a high of 13.37 for that year, though projections get murkier further out with highs reaching 468 by 2025. That wide range tells me analysts are split on how quickly Cytomex can turn their pipeline into profits. At a share price of $4.68, it's not overvalued compared to biotech peers, but the risk is baked into whether their clinical trials deliver. All right, let's do a quick SWOT analysis to break down Cytomex's position. Starting with strengths, their Probody platform is a game changer. Masking antibodies to activate only at tumor sites could be a breakthrough in reducing toxicity in cancer treatments. Plus, partnerships with heavyweights like Amgen and Bristol Myers Squibb bring in cash and credibility. On the weaknesses side, they're not profitable yet, and negative equity on the balance sheet raises questions about financial stability. R&D costs are high, and any hiccups in trials could tank their cash reserves. For opportunities, the oncology market is massive, and if their lead candidates like CX-2009 or Varseta-M succeed, they could capture significant market share. Recent data showing a 32% response rate in colorectal cancer trials at higher doses is encouraging. Threats include intense competition in biotech, bigger players could outpace them, and regulatory risks, since FDA approval is never guaranteed. Market sentiment can also swing wildly on clinical trial news, so volatility is a constant threat. Overall, the innovation is there, but execution is everything. Let's check out recent performance. Over the past week, CTMX is down a slight 0.37%, but zoom out to the past month, and it's up 1.12%. The real story is in the longer term. Over 3 months, it's soared 44.03%, 6 months at 105.63%, and over the past year, a staggering 350%. That's incredible growth, fueled by positive pipeline updates like the colorectal cancer data we mentioned, which showed promising response rates and progression-free survival. However, over 5 years, it's still down 36.4%, so this isn't a stock that's been a consistent winner. Compared to the biotech industry, which is up 55.08% over 1 year, CTMX is outperforming lately, but the sector as a whole, healthcare, is up just 30.49% in that time. Short term, I'd watch for pullbacks after such a massive run. Momentum could stall if no new catalysts emerge. Technically, it's trading well above its moving averages, so a correction isn't out of the question. So, what's the bottom line on Cytomex Therapeutics? This is a high-risk, high-reward play. Their Probody platform and pipeline are genuinely exciting, especially with recent data showing strong response rates in colorectal cancer trials. Partnerships with Big Pharma add stability, and revenue growth is trending up. But the financials show challenges. Negative equity, cash burn, and inconsistent earnings mean they're not out of the woods. For long-term investors, if you believe in their tech and can stomach volatility, CTMX could be a speculative add at $4.68, especially after a 350% run in the past year. Short-term traders might want to wait for a dip given the recent surge. What do you think? Bullish on their cancer treatments or too risky for your portfolio? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button if you found this analysis helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.